Martin from our newsroom's dropped in. You're actually you're voting today, right?
Oh, I'm hoping to. Yeah, I won't be around on Saturday, so that's a good thing about early voting. You can take advantage of that. And there's been over 6,000 people in Braddon already done that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are we? I know we've got Devonport Parramatta Centre.
Yep.
Burnie Arts and Function Centre. And there's one in Olvie?
Yeah. It's in the building where MainSafe used to be, which is at 121 Alexandra Road, behind the IGA supermarket, more or less, so in that area there.
Yeah.
Not far from the clock.
All right. So you just drop in, do your voting there and get it over and done with.
Yeah. They'll ask you why you're voting early and you just tell them you're working or you're going to be away and they tend to accept that. And yeah. So 6,542 in Braddon, 5,878 in Lyons, which is about 6 or 7% of the eligible voters in each electorate. So I don't know whether that's more than previous elections or not.
Yeah, okay.
That's the research I was able to get from the Electoral Commission anyway.
Right. So I'll just run through the list of candidates we've got here. So
there's 10, I think.
Yeah, there's 10. Mm. And this is the House of Reps candidate, so your local member for Braddon. So we've got Ludo, and now how's his last
name? Manure.
Ludo Manure for Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Darren Briggs for the Greens. Gavin Pearce, the incumbent, for the Libs. Scott Rankin for the Local Party of Australia. Chris Lynch from the ALP. Darren Scott Bobberman from United Australia. Craig Garland, independent. Keone Martin, Animal Justice Party, Sophie Lehman, Jackie Lambie Network, and Duncan White from the Liberal Democrat Party. So it's 1 to 10, isn't it? So you just go 1 to 10 for those?
I believe so. Yeah. I'll find out when I get my form.
Order of preference, yeah, 1 to 10.
I know 7 of those out of the 10, and I'm lucky working in the media that I get to know a lot of the politicians, and I vote for who I think will be the right person for our electorate rather than voting for a party or a group or something like that. So, I guess we're lucky in that regard.
I think that's the common trend nowadays. The allegiance is to the two big parties.
Yeah.
Those days are quickly coming to an end. People are voting for, as you say, whoever they think is the best person for this particular electorate.
Yeah, and that's why the predictions are that the independents, not just here in Tasmania, but around the country, will have a big role to play on Saturday.
Yeah. That's the House of Reps. So you also need to vote for the Senate. Now, it's a bit more complicated because there's a heap of people going for Senate.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's a half Senate election, so it's only half of the sitting members or sitting senators that are up for re-election. Jackie Lambie's been doing a lot of media, but she's not actually up for re-election. She's been doing it for her people.
Yeah. Okay, so I've just got onto the website, which is the Australian Electoral Commission. So as far as the Senate goes, so you get your House of Reps, which I think is a green paper, and then the white paper you'll get will be for the Senate. So there's two ways you can do it. The simple way is put a number. You need to number at least 6 boxes above the line for the parties or groups of your choice.
Yep.
Right, so 6 if you want to just vote for a particular party. And if you want to vote for individual candidates in the Senate, you need to number at least 12. And again, it's just 1 to 12, whatever your preference is.
It's not that hard, really.
No.
If you read the instructions, you should be able to do it okay.
Yeah. So for the House of Reps, just 1 to 10, your order of preference. And for the Senate, you can do 6 above the line for parties or 12 below the line for individuals.
Yeah, and those early election or those early voting booths, 8:30 to 5:30, I think, tomorrow and Thursday, then 8 till 6 on Friday.
And as for Saturday election day, there's a full list of polling booths right across the northwest.
And that's 8 till 6 as well.
Yeah, via the Australian Electoral Commission website. Just search AEC and click on Braddon and you'll find it there. And we're actually doing the results from, Tasmania statewide from 6 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yes, Alex Jackson, our news director in Hobart, or my direct boss, he's actually doing some overtime on Saturday to cover the election. So I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, I reckon. All right, mate, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks.